News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North City, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Monday morning, August the 3rd.
I know, I can't
right
believe.
Can you
here
believe
we
August
go.
August the 3rd, 7 after 7 in the morning.
Are you ready for the rollout?
The rollout? The rollout of what?
The rollout of your birthday week.
That's right. It's rollout of birthday
week. It's rollout of your birthday week. So, by the way, Carl's birthday is Wednesday, so you'll be here with
the...
I think
I was talking about it last week.
Well, you know what? Always Monday morning, we're always getting all the dials and everything, because we have the largest amount of local radio shows in on the weekend. So, it sound good to you now?
If none of them have been arrested at this point.
Right.
Who knows? Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob Longy's not here this morning, so Bob Martin is. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
What's that thing on your face?
I'm attempting to grow a beard. I'm not sure how successful the attempt is.
Don't you have to reach puberty first to do that?
The attempt is taking some time, isn't it?
I may be too old.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, some people, it's interesting. Some people can grow a beard in 2 days, and some it may take 2 months.
Or 2 years.
Hey, currently 70 degrees in the downtown, or 83 in the downtown studios. Today we're going to have a high of 97. Looks like our lows tonight are 67. Tomorrow pulls out around a 96. And Tuesday night, 67. So we're all under those triple digits throughout the week. Except for Thursday, we get up to be 101. That's the forecast. But then again, folks, we remember the forecast last week. We were supposed to have these screeching, temperatures, and we were going to be, ended up Sunday was just amazing out on the deck, while we did the music up at View 202. But anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. It's locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at
365-3793, veteran-owned business. I forget that Bob doesn't know my hand signals, hand and arm signals, when I say, hand me a pen. He's got a, like Bob Belongi understands it. Of course, he hands me a pen that doesn't work, too. So that's, okay. Hey, a lot of things happening this week. Doug Lemoff is going to be on this week. We got just a number of things happening. Of course, Enjoy the Magazine starts today with Rhonda and James. They're going to tell us what's going on this month. A lot of things happening this week. But, you know, a lot of stuff happened. You know, last night, or this weekend, but last night specifically, was the last night for this year for the Colt 45s.
And you went.
The Boys of Summer. Yeah,
we were
I
there
did.
Saturday night. It was nice to see the smear on Saturday night. They smeared.
Yeah, you know, they smeared on Saturday night. I was there. We were there Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And I went Sunday. And the it was cool watching because we were behind 3-0 in the third inning. And then and I'm sitting with Boyce Muse, and we're talking, and we're saying, well, you know, we've got a couple innings to come back here. The boys just need to get, you know, a couple here, a couple there. Well, they scored 4 runs in the bottom of, I think, the bottom of the 6th. Anyway, the final score was 5-4 with the Colt 45s on top. And you know what? That was really, really a great way to end the season. I think almost every player on the team played in that last game. They had 4 or 5 pitchers that came in there. I think everybody got a chance to play in that last game, and then they won. So it was a good, you know, it was great. And the manager got thrown out of the game. So, I mean, you know, it was the manager got thrown out. I guess he and this umpire just don't see eye to eye. It's the third time the umpire's thrown him out of a game this season.
I guess you haven't lived until you've been thrown out. But hey, big shout out to Nate Abarea, too. He's, did a great job. Right? Did a great job calling games all year long.
3 years now.
Yeah. And also the guy from Mighty Fine Foods.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle. was there. And
he's well, such he a gentleman.
He wasn't there Sunday, but he was there Saturday.
He was, yeah. He's
you know,
a nice
he's got a lot of chops there, too, for calling games.
I like him. He's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. But Nate Abarrea, who's been doing baseball, football, and other sports for us for 3 years, is going to be leaving. We're going to have a goodbye Nate, you know, day, of course. But, the big thing is that when Nate Abarrea started 3 years ago, it was on the idea was that this is what his degree's in, this is what his love in is, obviously. In his time, you know, and we knew that it was going to be that he would be leaving. We hoped he'd be leaving. We wanted to help him get his feet on the ground, and then so he could move on. And it's now this year. It's the third year. He's doing soccer at night on a national radio show. So it's time. It's time for Nate to move on. And we're going to miss him like crazy. But we've got some really good people moving up. Gary Moore is going to be doing our football for us. We have a lot of things like that happening. So we're looking at that. And then who knows what will happen next year for Colt 45s.
We also want to thank Rick Bassetti. There's a man who, from the top of the what do you want to call it, the net, from the top of the net down to the asphalt, all around the stadium, back to cooking food, every detail. That man,
and
he throws on a party. He and Patty, they throw on a party. They want to make sure it's good, it's great, that we're building it. They are building that franchise, Colt 45s. They are building it.
And they've made so many changes in it. Anyway, the Colt 45s is a...
First time I could say this, it's a place, Carl, that I would let my kids run around free. I just let them run around because, you know, it just feels that there's a camaraderie that's there. I don't really feel that's going on. I would let them run around in Turtle Bay, but I mean, what I'm saying is that I just feel like... you know, it's just a cool place to watch the kids who really care about football or baseball that walk around with their mitts and go in the back. And they really get into it.
Yeah, they do. They've, I watched it last night, and they had all these little league kids there, and they're up against the wall there, and, you know, they got to step away from the net.
Yeah.
But they're running back and forth, but they're not being unruly. And then you see the little kid. Did you remember the little kid? He's like 4, maybe 5 at the most. He has a pack on. That's bigger than him, that's got baseball bats hanging out. I mean, he's carrying around. He's a big boy. And he's got his... he's got his little baseball shoes on, his little baseball hat, his little baseball glove.
Kid that's born into being... That's just it. This is what he's going to do. I mean, there's no doubt in your mind that this kid, that's what he's going to be doing for the rest of his life.
You know what? And a lot of these people do. Like, you know, a good friend, Boyce Mills. Boyce played, and his son's played... And he really has helped out down there. I mean, when you look at the stadium, you think of not only Rick and Patty Bassetti, but also Boyce Muse and many others that have come in there to help. And Boyce has never hung up his spikes there. I mean, he doesn't play anymore, but he loves the game.
Yeah.
And he and I sat there last night and figured, you know what? What a good way for it to come back. Home runs and runs scored, and you know, it was a great time for the kids. And you know, he says, I'm going to miss them. And so our boys of summer are gone. But what isn't gone?
What isn't gone is at the end of a very long weekend, music, activities, games, etc., that we can come home and we can have individual controls with our Sleep Number bed, and we love it. So we have a dual control, and I get to choose if I want it to be softer or firmer. And it's a big thing for me to be able to have a choice. How many times have you had a mattress? And the most you can do is maybe flip it. And then there's mattresses today you can't flip it. So it's really nice to be able to have the dual temp control. We're going to get the dual temp control, but what we have right now, that's the thing that goes on top that can change the temperature from hot to cold. I'm really excited about that.
With the dual air settings that we have, my Sleep Number setting is now up to 50, and Linda's dual number.
Do you like how I slid that in there?
Sleep Number setting is 45. Yeah, it is. Hey, you know what? But just as important as it is for you, it's for your kids. And now the Sleep Number offers the Sleep IQ kid technology. That's right. You know, for a kid to be well-rested so they can go to school and do all these things, because kids grow so fast and they and they use up so much energy. They need to sleep real well, too. Well, Sleep Number has a Sleep IQ bed, Sleep Kids IQ bed. The first bed that lets you know how your child's sleeping. You just go in and you can check on it and see maybe, okay, get, you know, have turn the computer off, turn the TV off, put them to bed a little bit earlier, change their settings, all of these things, and now you can get it. Right now, well-rested kids are more confident. They can play more sports. They can do better in school. And you can go on down to the Target Shopping Center into our Sleep Number store. And right now, bring your kids down there, and you have a chance to win a $5,000 to a $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids bed. That's right. Right now you can go in, and it's between $5,000 and $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids bed. But you got to go down to Target Shopping Center. You got to go in and see Brian Janister and your other professionals, and you will have that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit lettingdogpound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Sellers, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Bridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Sellers. The 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bog. Good morning. It's Monday, 20 after 7. Shasta Regional is one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation. It has been for the last 3 years. Their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional. 70 years at the business, Shasta Regional is treating people well. Hey, I want to catch up real quick with the fires. Trinity County has over 40,000 acres that have been burnt. The San Francisco fires down in the Lower Lake fires, 84 square miles. Over two dozen homes and been burnt, 6,500 threatened. We've lost a firefighter, a captain out there, was burnt. Three others have been injured. lightning strikes everywhere, causing all these fires. And the governor has declared a state of emergency over these fires. So before you go anywhere out there, you might think about it, because these woods are tinder dry. And once they start, and it's not being political, it's just being just plain talking here, is that there's so much fuel in these forests because we haven't been able to touch them for decades. This is why they burn like this. And when they burn, people get hurt, people lose houses, we lose all types we have all types of damage to the watershed, and we put pollutants into the air so much more than you're ever going to see coming out of a power plant. Okay, hey, but good news here.
Good morning, the man in charge of Haven Humane and our good friend, Mark Story.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you? Happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday, yeah, absolutely.
Get your Camp Love a Pet shirt on.
Yes, you don't usually...
And your Haven Humane hat on. I mean, where do you work?
Yeah, right?
What do you love?
We have a field trip today. We're going to Bella Vista Farms with the kids. So.
Oh, good.
I mean, comfy clothes for the trip out there. Yeah.
Shorts?
Yeah, shorts. It's going to be hot.
You have
You know what? Don't even comment.
So you're here to drive home a message today on the radio this morning, on Monday morning, first part of August. And
yes,
that would be?
Well, first I want to say thanks to Coldwell Banker and Adopt-A-Pet, because we had an event on Saturday called Homes for Dogs. We adopted out 19 dogs, seven cats, and a rabbit in one day. So thanks to Coldwell Banker, Adopt-A-Pet for that, and my
did
staff.
Take the rabbit? Did you take the rabbit, Bob?
19
no,
dogs.
I didn't see Bob there.
Did you say 19 dogs, 19 cats, or
no,
19?
19
all
dogs,
together?
Seven cats, and one rabbit.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that deserves it. Where's
Saturday.
Your bell? Get your bell.
Get my bell.
Oh,
okay, here we go.
We got to ring the bell.
There you go.
We're talking about hometown radio. Yeah, we love it.
So then I want to put in one more plug before I get to where I'm actually here. But the other plug kind of ties in with the fire. So it's fire season. It's horrible that the fires are kicking up. We had some minor evacuations last Tuesday night. We were out there helping out. Make sure you have a plan for your animals. Please, please, please make sure you have a plan for your animals. Because when you need... When you need to get a plan, it's too late. So get one now. Because when you need to evacuate, it's too late to try and come up with a plan. So please have a plan. It's really, really important.
There was an article recently about that. But I think this is interesting right now because a lot of people, maybe they didn't see the paper that day. Out of town. So important to bring that home, because oftentimes we see little snippets on television where the trailers for the horse, they're freaking out as a community. Yep. Up and down the street, what to do with the horses, animals that could have been saved that weren't, because exactly what you're saying about the plan. Now, if somebody's trying to figure out, okay, well, that sounds great to have a plan, but could someone help me with the plan?
They need to find their own resources, to be honest with you, because we're not going to be part of the plan, and neither is the county, because at that point we're in emergency response. So they may not be in the area.
They need to have a plan on their own. They need to have that.
If they need advice, they're welcome to call us, and we can give them advice on the plan.
That's what I meant.
Are there any points of contact that you can give people at all?
They can call Haven Humane at 241-1653, and we can refer them to somebody if need be.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, to get the advice on, just it may be an item or something they weren't thinking of at the point list, that the experts who've witnessed and been involved with the evacuation of.
And we have brochures and stuff, too, that can help.
Okay, you're here for something else.
Yes, I am. So we are at the tail end of cat-kitten season, which means we have lots of cats and kittens. Last count, we had about 170 cats in the shelter looking for homes. So
Karen Bozeman.
It's that time of year, so we are going to have our second Pawsport to Adoption. Yes, Pawsport to Adoption event.
What does that mean?
Who comes up with these names?
My wonderful creative staff.
Pawsport.
Pawsport. So pause. It's a play on
like
passport.
Like a passport.
But it's spelled
I'm
pause.
A little slow on this Monday. Pawsport. Okay.
So that's going to be the 14th and 15th, which is next Friday and Saturday from 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And basically for $10, you're going to get a Pawsport to Adoption t-shirt. You're going to be able to go through all the booths. You're going to get a passport. And you go through all the booths like Mexico City, Catamala. We have this travel destination.
How cute is that?
And you get little stamps in your book, and we talk about training, health, food, just cat fun facts. You go through, you get your passport stamped, and then you go in and you select a cat or kitten. And for $10, you're going to get a cat or kitten, a T-shirt, all that fun, and bring up, be able to provide a home for an animal.
And that's going
to
be really this Friday?
That's going to be next Friday.
Next Friday.
The 14th and 15th.
14th and 15th of August.
And so our goal this year is to get 100 cats and kittens into Forever Homes. And so in order to help with that, and, you know, it's first come, first serve. We do ask people to come in and get pre-qualified, fill out their paperwork the week before, so that would be next week. You can actually come in this week and fill it out, too. Anytime when our Morgan Adoption Center is open, so 11 to 5, you can come in. You can also print the application online at havenhumane.org.
So you can take a little trip to Catland.
That is so cute.
But our goal is 100 cats getting adopted.
Okay.
And so to help that out as well, and because some people may not want to miss the opportunity to get that certain cat, from now until the 13th, so from now until really the 14th, all cat adoptions are discounted to $50. So we want to hit 100. That's what our goal is 100 cats.
Well, last year you had a big event, too.
We did. Advertise quite as early, and we didn't advertise quite as much. So this year we're advertising more because we want to see 100 cats find forever homes. So, and you can always you can take two as well. So $10. $10 donation for each, and you can take two, and they're great.
And don't waste your time by going, I'm just going to throw them outside and be my mousers, because y'all don't do that.
It depends on the circumstances and the cat and the home, but we would obviously prefer them to be indoors.
Unless they're a barn cat, that's an indoor cat, you know.
And I mean, some people do want barn cats, and we do have some that are semi-feral. That we would adopt out for that. Yeah, we don't normally have them in the adoption center, but when people ask, we can find the right cat.
You can probably find the right cat for them. Plus the fact that, you know, they take care of them. It's just that
they use
them.
Yeah, it's not a bad life.
Exactly. Yeah, and I know quite a few people that have done that. And they've come out.
You know what? And, you know, the cats are in their keep in a small way, but they can still feed them, take care of them, and they still have a home.
Well, we have a small feral colony at Haven, actually, on property.
Well, there's a large one someplace, isn't it?
There's a bunch of large ones, yeah.
There's a number, but do people go out and feed them?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And they've trapped, neutered, released them, so they're all altered and they're all rabies vaccinated and everything.
Well, that's good if we can do that, because I've been around feral cat colonies before.
Well, that's the only way they work, is if they're trapped, neutered, released, they're fed, and the food is out of sight, and they feed at the proper time so it doesn't bring in more critters.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it. And most of the people that do the feral cat colonies in this area are pretty good. We've worked with them before and had meetings with them.
Good.
So, yeah, they're good at it.
Okay, big event next Friday and Saturday on the 14th and 15th.
Fine.
We're talking we want to adopt 100 cats out and go through the – get a passport.
Yep.
And go through all these little get little stamps going on your passport, and at the end of it, you can have a kitty or a cat for $10. You can have up to two cats.
Yes,
that's
going to
be at Haven Humane.
That's going to be at Haven Humane at Morgan Adoption Center. We actually set up the whole parking lot. We have tons of pop ups with the travel destinations, and it's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of cats and kittens, and from every size, shape, and color.
You should probably go to the Sunset Rotary. And they're a fun bunch of guys. And just take like 20 cats with you, and just give them to the guys at the Sunset Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they, sit out there, have a cigar, have a cat. You know,
I know some of the Sunset Rotary guys. And
that's
I
mean.
I just don't think that's go.
No, I think they may. Yeah.
Oh,
we want to put a cigar out in your forehead right now, Carl. anyway, Mark, you know, it's I love the creativity behind it. You know, it's really, but the bottom line is that, you know, you got to get these cats adopted out and animals adopted out. What a great way to get people into the adoption center so people can see, you know, just what great dogs and cats that you have there and other critters
super,
as well.
Super critters there. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you
for letting me come on and talk to you.
Well, happy Monday morning.
We're going to do it again next week. And
don't forget to call
it.
Carl on Wednesday
His
birthday.
I'm going to give you a happy birthday now because Wednesday I'm in the camp all morning.
Oh,
so I don't doubt I'll be able to break away and do that.
Okay.
I'll be with kids and dogs. But happy birthday. Yeah. I will
see
you on the way.
You're welcome, buddy. You're going to go outside dressed like that?
I am, yeah. Yeah, I'm perfectly comfortable in shorts.
Oh, okay. Just wondered.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to blind people with my legs because they're white.
Oh, no. Mine have a...
No, these are not roller derby shorts, okay?
Mine have the golfer's tan, so...
Yeah, golfer's tan, and plus they're covered with layer and layer of hair, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much information for this Monday morning, but hey, Mark Story.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks for the personal critique. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Everybody come out, please. Passport to Adoption. Cats, 14th and 15th in Haven.
We're going to talk a lot about it between now and then, too. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break with this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. He probably has cats out there. He's got dogs. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Just every type of jewelry that you can imagine. Watches, brooches, estate jewelry, specializes in estate jewelry. And the only trained watch repairman in all of the area, right there. Four Winds Jewelry, the place to get jewelry. Great prices, great selection. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com. Brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Monday. Good morning. Are you playing around there with your...
My headphone. One of my headphones fell out.
Fell out? That's the one that Trish uses and she pulls apart.
She pulls it apart.
Every Thursday, pulls it apart.
Well, she has beautiful hair, so she wants to keep her do looking good, and I understand that.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy and his team of instructors. Teaches in like 7 different counties around here. But he provides CCW training, hunters education training, everything you can imagine in Northern Firearms Instruction. And they will provide a rental gun. Well, Let's start all over again. During your CCW class, if you don't have a pistol or the pistol you're using doesn't fit you, they'll provide a pistol for you and ammunition at no extra charge for you to complete your CCW course with. And then one of the instructors will help you pick out the right handgun after that, that fits you, that fits your needs, fits your requirements. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com.
Currently 83 degrees in the downtown studios. It was nice to have Mark Storian talking about the kitty passport thing next.
No, it's a passport.
It's a passport. First of all, you know what I thought of when I
was looking at your eyes, you're going, passport.
No, but first of all, when you know, I was thinking about port.
Uh-huh.
I know this is going to, it's not the one you drink.
No.
I was thinking about the port of what you use when you have a port for a shot. My mind was someplace else. Port represents a different thing. So
I know, Bob. Welcome to my world, Bob.
I can see, you know, Bob's shoulders going up and down. Anyway, 83 degrees in the down. These are mind works. You know, when there's different words that represent, like, an image. I mean, like an image person. I'm totally an image person. I see things in my head. So you wouldn't want to live in there sometimes. 97 is going to be a high today, 67 tonight. Tomorrow calls for a 96, and Tuesday night calls for a 67. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, we just want to always bring it up to you and bring you an update of the weather. Currently 83 in the downtown studios. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot of things. One is tomorrow, or today, is the grand opening of the Bernie substation, and the sheriff's going to put people there 24 hours a day, two sheriffs working out of there, or deputies working out of there. It was closed due to budget cuts back in 2009. Now it's open, so it's cool. They got that back, so we got, you know, as we're getting more money, we're getting more sheriff's deputies, more places are opening. Tuesday is National Nights Out. Angel is just feeding me all types of stuff here on the chat room, including taking a picture of a guy down at the Sundial Bridge. Turns out he was breaking into cars. So, but she's got a photo of him that she gave to him. Other things that are happening. We talked about the fires and all the fires that are occurring. The San Francisco fire, 84 square miles. And as Mark's story was leaving, he said, you know, that San Francisco itself is only 48 square miles. So, and then it gets into where you get into Redding, which is Redding, I think, is something like 60 square miles. So, you know, and how much ground we have out here, but how much ground is being burnt? 40,000 acres, 84 square miles, all of these. Now, I was flying through, over to Garberville on last Thursday, mm-hmm. And as we're flying, I'm watching these fires, and we could count six or seven fires, and then we saw two fires that had started, so the pilot's calling them in. They've got fires here, and then you're hearing other pilots because you're on the earphones there. Other pilots are calling; they're calling in other fires, and then we stayed over there for like 2.5 hours. Went and saw how the Highway Patrol handled these huge events. In this case, it was reggae on the river over there. Yeah, I know, in Humboldt County. No, I mean you laugh, but what they have to do to handle 9,000 people, it becomes like the third largest city in Humboldt County or something, all over the space of a weekend, over a three-day weekend. So what, you know, you figure out what is, you know, how do you even handle the traffic? It's a two-lane road. Mm-hmm. It's a two-lane road. How do you handle the traffic in there? It was so interesting to see how the Highway Patrol did this. You know, how they put out the cones, and so that people are kind of making the turns down into, it's on the river, so they have to drive down into the river on this private property. And it's a huge river basin in there. And you can easily put, they've had 20,000 people in this place.
I would think with the reggae festival, it would be more peaceful oriented than it maybe, I hate to say this, but you know, it's like, you know, a head thrasher metal may have a little bit, I don't know. It seems like it's more like peace and love.
Well, I don't know if it's peace and love, but there's a lot of marijuana smoking going on there. So is that peace and love? Maybe that is. But no, they don't have problems. He said. They wouldn't be called in unless, you know, the sheriffs would be called in if there was a big fight or something. But he said even that they don't have that kind of problems down there. But
well,
it was interesting to see how they put a portable stoplight right there in the road, and they put in all these cones, and they have two state patrolmen California Highway Patrolmen. They're looking both ways so they can keep, as they're getting people moving through this, all these hundreds of people, that they don't back the traffic up too much, so then they keep the traffic moving. And then when everybody's leaving, they're all going out, right or left, and how they control that, and how they get 9,000 people in and out over a 3-day weekend. It was remarkable. But anyway, on the way back, we saw the Trinity fire had started, and in that 2 hours, it had burnt. It was going like crazy out there as we came back, and wasn't even there on our way over.
It's so beautiful up there.
It's hard to fight the fire.
Alps. You know, we don't want Gosh.
It's hard to fight the fires up there, though.
Why?
Because of the terrain.
Right.
The terrain, it's so steep.
Well, I was just, you know,
yeah,
wanted to see what you had to say about why.
Yeah, well, that's, and the other thing, too, there's no structures out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason to try and have to get to places and put out fire lines, because they're fighting fires everywhere. We've got 1,700 people fighting that fire right there, 1,700
God bless
people.
Our firefighters.
Hell yeah.
You know, we have some, our nephew,
yeah.
As well as, he's in another state, but I mean, we have friends who have, you know, family members that are firefighters here, and, you know, God bless those people who want to really, this is a calling. You know, try different things in life, but really want to be a firefighter. Remember the time you had the guy on that was, what do they call it, it's not a hot spot.
Well, we had the hot shots and the smoke jumpers were here. And
that
they
was
both
cool.
Love their jobs, but they're all adrenaline junkies.
And Billy Mastin, you know, thank God for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Mastin and, well.
Teaches classes
on.
We've hired here from L.A. as a
firefighter.
As a fire chief.
Yeah.
Carl, when go back to the music, when you talk about reggae, but, you know, in reggae, I'm not a huge fan, but. As I recall in some of listening to reggae bands and listening to some of the music, they really do promote peace and love. It is not killing. So I think the message in the music is of more of peace, acceptance, brother love. And I think that probably when you think about the message, whether it's directly or indirectly, this is why you probably have a more peaceful 9,000 people of a peaceful gathering than you would be if it promoted, you know, death by destruction.
Well, I saw, a lot of dreadlocks down in Garberville, which is not a town where you'd have a lot. So, you know, the funny thing, too, is when I was talking to the Highway Patrol, is that these are not friendly places for law enforcement to live. Because of the huge economy of marijuana there.
Mm.
That marijuana is a huge part, and you've got all of these what do they call them now? They're gardeners or landscape companies that have started. Mm. Well, the landscape companies are delivering water and dirt to the marijuana plantations up there, and the pipes, everything. They're 2/3 of the economy up there in Humboldt County is derived from marijuana, and flying over. The amount of marijuana plantations, and not just the marijuana plants, but the also the greenhouses. I can't even begin to tell you how many greenhouses you saw and plants alongside it. And it's all clearly against the law, but there's just so many of them out there. You know, how many times can you go in? It would take a battalion of Marines with a reinforced or a mixed squadron. A squadron reinforced to even get people into these places, because how do they get water there, and then how do they do all these other things? But and there's just so many of them. It would take a military operation to even begin to touch the amount of marijuana that's in that place, and it's moving all the time. And the Highway Patrol, God bless them, they're doing. You know, you can only put your finger in so many holes in the dike. And then the airport they have there, nice little airport, and you see all these planes in there, and you think, and I said, well, how many plane loads of marijuana do you think leave here? And he goes, oh, he says, see that one in front of us? okay. So it's that kind of thing. It's just remarkable. And then now they just said is that marijuana can be sold on the Indian reservations. And up in South Dakota, they're starting to sell it. $15 for a cigarette.
That doesn't surprise me. I would think that they have their own grows.
Well, they are. They're getting ready to grow 6,000 plants and 60 different strains of it. And the, but they're looking at what happened in Modoc County up here when they raided that a couple weeks ago.
If you think that we, if let's just say if, capital IF, marijuana were to be legalized, would we have so much energy and issue around thievery as we do now because of the fact it is still black market? And whenever there's black market or illegal or, you know, tunnels or under the, you know, under the radar, it's more crime-ridden. So, you know, what do you think? I mean, I've always believed that there should be legalized pot farms. An area you drive into, show your 215 or whatever that is, because there's always going to be a black market. There's a gun that's outlawed. There's something that's outlawed, a drug that's outlawed. People are going to find it. They're going to make big bucks on it. It's just the way it's always been from the beginning of time. It's just always going to be there. Is it right? No, but it's going to always happen. So if you're going to have something where you have such large amounts of people who do use pot as a recreational drug, why not tax it? Why not have farms? Every person can be allocated a certain amount, whatever they want to do. It's like going to get a bottle of booze. Unfortunately, a lot of us do believe that it, you know, it is an entrance drug to more to harder usage. However, why is there, is it just so much big money in trying to prevent it as there could possibly be big money into legalizing it?
There's going to be a lot of money into legalizing it. There's going to be, Colorado's already doing it. But see, here were some of the comments that I saw about the, we're going over our break time here, but the here's some of the comments I saw about selling it on the reservations was, the reservations are already having a tremendous problem on the reservations with alcohol and, you know, and other drugs. And so now you're bringing marijuana in there, which is probably there already. It's probably prevalent already. But now you're selling it on the reservation. You're growing it on the reservation. This guy says he thinks they can make $2 million a month
on
selling marijuana.
It's their reservation.
It's their reservation.
So they get to do what they want on their reservation.
But they've got to be watchful because this is still against the federal law. The feds can come in and raid them, even though Obama has said, his administration has said, well, if you're on the res itself, and you're selling on the res, and you know that it's okay. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Bob.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The New York Times called it a thoroughly entertaining lesson in the fine art of theatrical finesse, the closest thing the theater offers to a duel at 10 paces. The Riverfront Playhouse presents the Pulitzer Prize-winning play, The Gin Game, by D.L. Coburn, directed by Elsie Ritchie, opening July 11th and continuing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through August 8th. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877. The Gin Game, rated mature for language.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
La, 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 pot, pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are, you can be what you're not.
You know, I love Neil Diamond. You know, just
give us some pot. What? Forget who you are? Forget what's not? What? Where do you find these things?
That's actually an anti-pot song, but...
Oh,
well,
okay.
Neil Diamond is, I got to say, as a one of the best shows I ever saw. Neil Diamond and the Round, Theater and the Round. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods.
Now has
the Dryer's Ice Cream by the Scoop, $1.69 each. And they also have over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 beers.
And that's true, by the way. 250 yes. different kinds of beers. They were in here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They have every kind of beer you can possibly imagine.
That's the thing. And they also have daily specials under $5, and they barbecue every Friday. They've got charcoal, propane, and everything you need for all your outdoor grilling needs. Mighty Fine Foods, located in Bella Vista. They are locally owned and operated. Okay, a question that we have in the chat room. We recently were talking about why not legalize if the reservations, the Indian reservations, want to grow pot. The question was posed was, hey, aren't they, you know, it's their reservation. Shouldn't they
fall under
have the right to do what they want to do?
They fall under federal laws. The only people that can come on the reservation are federal officers, U.S. Marshals, and FBI.
Because your son's
because
a U.S.
my son, we could go on there and arrest people. Mm-hmm. You could go on and arrest people on there. So if they're doing something against a federal law, then the feds can, if they want to, can step in. That's why. That's why they were concerned, and this was the part they were talking about before when they're selling this, is what happened in Modoc County when they went in and they raided the place and took all these thousands of plants. And they're saying because the reason it was up in Modoc and Alturas and at the casino in that area was they were not on reservation land. They were growing it in another place. So it was on like a farm that was adjacent to the res. And so that's why they did it, because it wasn't on reservation property. In fact, members of the tribe up there, the ones that reported them to the feds, that's why they were able to do that. So now, we just had on, Barry Tippin was just on Thursday, trying to explain why we're eating a $26 million bill because of the laws in California making it illegal to bring in electricity from a coal-fired plant after a certain time. And the fact is that to fix the coal-fired plant down in New Mexico that we own a percentage of, it's going to take anywhere from $800 million to $1 billion. They could get that down to $400 million, but still the cost, our part of that, to pay that would still be much more than it would cost for us to get natural gas or any other type of electricity that we could use. Now, President Obama is coming out and ordering a 32% cut by 2030 on emissions from power plants. And you can just imagine the screaming that's going on here on how much this is going to be. It's going to cost billions, billions of dollars in electrical cost and all this to be replaced with. And I was listening to his spokesman today. His spokesman saying, well, we need to get into these renewables, wind, solar, these types. And what we've proven is that they are not considered reliable. Yes, they're renewable, but not reliable. So you need reliable sources of power. that takes away the emissions. So if you try to make these, you know, go back and retrofit these plants, like we said, it's going to cost millions of dollars, billions of dollars. So if they're going to reduce the emissions. Now, the question is, well, we're reducing ours, but China and Russia don't have to reduce theirs, or nor India. Well, yeah, but if we set the goal high, then they're going to do it. What we're doing is setting the goal high, cost, raising the cost of everything we're doing to a point where the Chinese and India and Russia, I guess, could undercut what we're doing in prices. They already are in China, already undercutting us that way. We have already have industry moving offshore and into other countries because of the cost of doing business in this country, mainly taxation. What is that going to do by 2030? And they're saying, well, you've got to do so much by 2020, so much by 2022. You know, so he doesn't mean like, you know, you've got to have, you know, you do percentages. And there's already states saying, we're not going to, you know what, we're not going to do this. This is just going to be the final nail in the economy here. California's doing it. California's doing it. And if you look at California, so what's Obama? He looked at California, and this is what he's doing. So here we're going, except we're going to 50% by 2030. We're going to be at 2020, be at 32%. But by 2030, we're going to be at 50%. Of all of our power has to come from renewable assets. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here and what that's going to cost. What's that going to do to your and to your truck lines? I don't know what the technology is going to look at by then. Maybe everything's going to be running on batteries. Maybe it'll be running on some kind of carbon battery or hydrogen batteries that doesn't take electricity to make. Or maybe it'll be magic. Maybe we just levitate them off the ground and have them move from spot to spot. Beam me up, Scotty. Okay, the answer, of course, is nuclear. Nuclear power. That's the answer. It's the only thing that can answer. It is reliable. It is cheap. You get it in there, and it goes forever. It's safe. Yeah, it is safe.
Some nuclear people will power. Just argue about that because they keep thinking of 3 Mile, and they keep thinking of...
Okay. I'll be glad to argue 3 Mile Island. No, really. You know, you're right.
I'm thinking that some people also think about the tragedy in Russia.
And you know what? It's because they built the reactor without a containment facility, which is what 3 Mile Island did. What people think of is the China syndrome. And then now we've had this other accident in Japan. A horrible, horrible accident over there. But we have never had an accident.
Chernobyl.
Like this in the United States. We have never had an accident at a nuclear facility that's caused any lives or let any type of radiation escape like that.
So you think it was political that they closed down like Rancho Seco, which, you know, the Twin
Absolutely.
Towers right when you're driving through, in an area that I used to grow up, that I grew up in. The Rancho Seco Towers.
Yeah, it was. It's the whole thing. The whole thing is, we don't want nuclear here. Oh, they're so dangerous and all that. Now, if you build, the question is our technology we have, I think the last plant was built like 35 years ago. Think of all the changes in technology that have come. Think about this. Think about an aircraft carrier that operates off of a nuclear generator that pulls into a place that's had a horrible disaster, and they hook up all electricity and run it ashore. How much energy that is, how much electricity is being pushed out that way, how much power is being pushed out that to the people like that, how they can make, you know, when our amphibs come in and they can make thousands of gallons of water a day. And we've got the technology to do all of that. Yet, we don't want to have nuclear power. What are we thinking of? What is it? What will it take? It will take somebody like President Obama to stand up and say, okay, I'm going to take your coal, but I'm going to give you nuclear. Now, it'll never happen, of course. But it's time. It's time people really need to take a look at the nuclear question. Because you're going to cut back, okay, you don't want to use coal, and solar and wind doesn't work. So what's that leave? Okay, natural gas. Okay, we use natural gas, but that's not, you know, what's that going to be? What's the price of natural gas going to be? You know, shouldn't we be having something that we have that'll be forever? And water, hydroelectric, does not count as a renewable asset because of the asses in Sacramento. So what else do you have left? Biomass? Talk to somebody that does biomass last night. in the cogeneration plants. He said, right now, you know, it's just not cost effective because of natural gas prices. So are we going to just rely on natural gas? What if that supply starts drying up or something happens to that? There's a lot of questions here.
There are a lot of questions, and I think it's something that we'll unveil and unravel, hopefully here in the next, maybe this next year. What do you think?
I think so. Nah. No.
You don't think so?
Nah. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bob, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on Monday, August the 3rd. 83 degrees out there, going up to 100 today.
Enjoy Magazine's on its way after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate cast a procedural vote today on a bill that would cut off federal funding for Planned Parenthood.
The vote in the Republican-controlled Senate is largely symbolic, since 60 votes are required to keep the Republican bill on the Senate floor for a full debate. Republicans have only a thin majority in the Senate, and some of their own members, along with most Democrats, say they will vote against it. They say voting for the bill will harm women's access to other health care services provided by Planned Parenthood.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. President Obama sent to formally unveil a controversial environmental plan this afternoon. We get the details from SR News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president's initiative, called the Clean Power Plan, will mandate even steeper greenhouse gas cuts from U.S. power plants than previously expected. The White House wants to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 32% by the year 2030. In political circles, there's plenty of Republican opposition, but many businesses also oppose the president's move, and they plan to sue to stop the rule.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. On Wall Street, it's been slow going for the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling right now. It's down by just about 73 points. The high-tech NASDAQ also struggling. It's off by about 30. Meanwhile, crude oil prices coming off $1.40 a barrel decline to end the week on Friday. They are lower as well in international trading. Also at SRNnews.com,
I beg your pardon.
Country singer-songwriter Lynn Anderson passed away. She topped the charts with Rose Garden in the early 70s, but wasn't until more than 30 years later she picked up a Grammy nomination for her album Bluegrass Sessions, 2004.
To think about a Grammy after all these years is like an amazing thing for me.
Rose Garden soared to the top of the charts for 5 weeks after it hit the airwaves in late 1970, 71. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
U.S. factories were a little less busy last month.
The Institute of Purchasing Managers Manufacturing Index slipped from 53.5 in June to 52.7 last month. Economists had expected the index to remain unchanged. Experts are contracting partly because a strong dollar makes U.S. goods more expensive. Hiring slowed at U.S. factories in July. However, production and new orders went up.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Consumer spending in the month of June rose by the smallest amount in 4 months as shoppers cut back on purchases of cars and other big-ticket items for the most part. The Commerce Department says consumer spending inched up just 0.2%. It is the poorest showing on that front since a similar increase was seen in February. The modest increase followed a sharp 0.7% hike in spending in May. That increase had been driven largely by heavy spending on cars and trucks. Sales slowed on that front in the month of June. This is SRN News. The main Athens stock market, the AFEX, fell by almost 23% today as trading resumed there after a five-week closure.
There's no trading floor here, so instead I'm standing with a group of reporters in the Athens Stock Exchange, and we're all staring up at some big screens. The ticker of the stock market reopened for the first time in 5 weeks, and that ticker is all in red at the moment, and it tells a rather dramatic story. One company's just down 28.66%, another one's coming by 29.95%. 5% down, a third one 23.29% down.
The BBC's James Reynolds reports that banks took the biggest hit, a lot of skeptical investors right now. Matt Kenseth won the Sprint Cup race at Pocono, and Kyle Busch ran out of gas on the final lap.
Check two things off the list. I won at Pocono, I didn't think it ever happened, and I won a fuel mileage race, I didn't think it ever happened.
Bush didn't have enough fuel to complete his final lap. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The weather.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on Monday, August the 3rd. Phone lines here are 605.
Never know when those mics are going to be hot, Carl.
605. Well, you know what? I'm going to reach across there and smack the producer. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now you can do the weather.
It's curly. As you were doing earlier. Weather. You heard me say that. I was kind of surprised that I was on. But, hey, folks, good morning on this Monday morning, 8:06, and it's currently 85 degrees. We're going to have our temperatures up to around 97 today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 67. Tuesday calls for 96. Tuesday night is 67, and we don't get into the triple digits until Thursday. And that calls for about 101. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
There you go. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you, you know what? With the temperatures the way they've been, the temperatures where they're going to, why haven't you called Alliance Heating and Air?
You know, we haven't done.
You may think that... No. What?
We need to clean our filters. We need to have them come out and do our filters. So that's just something that reminds me of Alliance Heating and Air.
Okay.
So continue on. So the 7 days a week, 24 hours, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm sorry I interrupted you, buddy. I was just thinking about my filters. My filters need to be exchanged and cleaned.
Your filters need to be blown out.
They need to be checked now and then, too.
All right. Hey, you know what? I'm just totally... You know what? Hey, Missing in America Project is getting ready to make another run to the Arlington. And they're taking the remains of heroes back with them. And they're raising money for that. And we've, talked about it. But right now, Jersey Mike's is putting their help behind them, too. So I've got some tickets here that you get a free regular sub. A free regular sub. If with a minimum of a $2 donation to Missing in America Project. So what you do is you take these tickets that we're going to give you, these coupons, at the one up on up there in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. It's valid, starts on the 7th, which is this Sunday, and it's good to the 10th. But you can go in there, you get a free sandwich, but it costs, it's a $2 donation, but you get the sandwich. What a great deal that Jersey Mike's is doing. So you just start calling, and we'll give these away to you. You can come down and pick them up, 605-4567. Well, let's go to the phones first. And Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you two. How you doing?
We're peachy.
Good.
Well, how about you? How was Alaska?
Well, good morning.
Alaska was amazing. Hey, Linda, how are you, darling?
I'm great, Terry. So
Alaska was great. I went zip lining.
Ooh. Hey,
have you ever been zip lining?
No, but we will hopefully be doing that in September in Colorado.
Okay, well, I want to warn you first, Carl.
Do what? Okay, well,
yes. Where when you land on a platform that's about the size of a placemat. And they say, how's the view? Well, terrifying.
How would you know? Your eyes were closed the whole time.
Well,
right?
and when you get to the tree, you will hug it. You will hug that tree.
So
I have staff on me still. I wanted to stick to the tree.
Terry Raposa is now a tree hugger.
I am. I don't like standing on a step stool, yet being hundreds of feet off the ground. So my wife took a lot of videos of me, which she giggled and had lots of fun over.
Uh-huh.
And so I was a real hit.
Did you scream like a little girl?
No, I didn't. I just shook. I couldn't get my mouth to open.
So tell me, what color Depends did you have on?
Brown.
Brown.
But it was amazing. It was really. A lot of people really enjoyed watching me and my athletic ability, my true sense of balance.
You got to tell me, was there a movie of this?
Yes, of course.
There's six of them. By the time we got. The funnest part was getting you had to go from one tree to the next to the starting station, and it was probably, I'd say, maybe 10 yards, but there's little things you get to do first, like walk across bridges that have planks and little low ropes, and then another one where you actually walk across a rope, and the knots that are connected to the rope, if you move them forward, it's a longer stretch, which means you've got to practically do the splits to get across there. That was just part of the fun.
Well,
okay. Root canals are nice.
You know what? We just have to. We're gonna have to. I need a video.
So you'll get a video.
So we can put it up on the website.
Yes, I think that. It'll YouTube put a smile on everybody's face. At my expense, but if I can make somebody smile, just call me Clarabelle.
Okay, Clarabelle.
Hey, right,
what's happening tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight at the Tea Party, 2570 Bonneview Road, we will be having Janet Chandler. She's running for supervisor in District 3. And she is going to be answering questions and talking about her platform. We're starting to introduce candidate nights. All are welcome, of course. And that way people can get up there and speak about what it is that they want to do in their about their candidacy, et cetera.
Already,
6 o'clock tonight.
We're already starting up. That's District 3.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's already going.
We've already had one candidate on for running for city council. So, and there's others that are lining up here already. So, anyway, okay, that's tonight, 6 p.m., Bonneview, at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Destiny Fellowship Church. Janet Chandler, come hear what she has to say.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Hey, we're here with...
Can you get the zip line
out
of your
get
head?
No, I can't. I can just see him on... You know what? One of the things we had, when you're going through jump school, you jump out of a 32-foot tower. But you're connected to a rope that goes all the way. It's a zip line, essentially. And it goes like 100 yards, and then you get down to the at the other end, and there's other people there that are supposed to catch you. But you spread eagle. You spread eagle yourself out because the idea is to teach you how when you're dropping, and you're in a mass drop, that if you're getting ready to run into somebody, you spread eagle your arms and legs so you bounce off the shrouds of their parachute so you don't go inside the parachute. Wow. But watching that was kind of like the original zip lines. So now when I see people doing it, I go, that could be a lot of fun there. So anyway.
Scary.
Okay. Ron DeBall, James Masada.
Morning.
Enjoy the magazine.
Enjoy the magazine with our beautiful August issue. Good morning, guys.
Good
morning.
How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Doing good. It's first of August, and I mean, my gosh, it's unfortunately the fires.
Oh,
my gosh, fires.
We were a long time smoke-free this year, and I thought, wow, we might get away with not having it.
Right. I was surprised that, because once it gets started up here, I mean, let's just face it, it's so dry, and then all the tinder that's there because they have stopped clearing out the forest, even though they're trying to now. They're getting at least introducing some bills, but then these things get going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 84 square miles, and that's down around San Francisco.
Yeah. Have they determined most of it is lightning fires, or
a lot of them are lightning fires? Yeah. Those ones up in the Happy Fire, though, that they had two or three starts along the road at the same time.
Yeah,
I can't help but think those were caused by somebody.
That's so
It could be somebody dragging a chain or something.
Yep,
it could
seen
be
that.
An accident, but there could be other things.
Okay, well, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about, which we do the first Monday of every month. It's one of my favorite times is to have Ron DeBall and James Masada on, the creators of Enjoy Magazine. You know that it's the free publication that we love to just pour over Enjoy the store also in Red Bluff as well as down off of Placer. Wonderful articles that give you an insight on just wonderful areas and exciting things. We always learn something. So when we come back, we're going to be here with, again, Rhonda Ball and James Masada about the August issue, the articles, and what's happening in the North State. This portion of the show, before we leave, is brought to you by a Wind River Casino this Thursday night. Join us down there at the Elements Lounge. We've got Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. We have Bobby Veramontes on drums. We have Pat Karch on keyboards and our special guest on trumpet, Paul Senn. So come down and join us for wonderful music from 7 to 9 with a wonderful menu, steak and lobster. It's called Romance on the River. Give us a call at 243-3377. Give them a call for reservations. Anyway, we'll be right back after this message here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Power Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda
Bach. The breaks are golden.
85 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:20 in the morning here on August the 3rd, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business, of course. Looking for a place to get coffee and at great prices, just any type of drink. Any type of drink, all there at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California in a walk-in humidor. That's just absolutely fantastic. All this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's.
Nice.
At Tobacco and Brew.
Has your phone number always been 4567?
Oh, just for six years.
That's our hotline.
I've been doing this for how long, and I just realized it was 4567.
Haven't you been saying it like you got the show this Thursday?
I know. I've been doing it for, gosh, it's been over a year, and I'm like now just realizing it's 4567.
It's 4567, 4566, and 4565.
Well,
our fax is 4561.
That's weird.
Too much information registered in my head until you just said it now, and I was like...
It was like a month ago, I walk outside and I look up and say, well, how long has that sign been there saying you could turn left to go back to 5? Yeah. And somebody said, it's been there forever. Yeah. And I'm looking at it thinking, oh, okay, walk back in. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, welcome back to our show this morning on KCNR 1416. Of course, the first Thursday of every month, we have James Masada and Rhonda Ball, the creators of Enjoy Magazine, our monthly publication that comes out. California Living, August issue, and good morning. Let's talk about one of the, well, first of all, a big shout out to Rick and Lori Goine.
Because
Rick and Lori Goine, with their love from each other, created this wonderful creature that we're going to be talking about right now. This woman.
This woman is pretty amazing.
She is. Yes. Nice girl, too.
She is, when she was 3 years old, she was diagnosed with a 90 decibel hearing loss in both ears. And so she's considered profoundly deaf. However, she is a doctor. And she's in her second year of 3 years as a family practice resident at the health center. And she's earned her MD and master's in public health from UC Davis. So... pretty amazing.
You don't get this by not being extraordinary.
Yes.
And I can just say, I know we talk about Rick and Lori Goine as extraordinary people, mm-hmm. and they are. And they are just down to earth, some of the nicest people you'd ever meet.
Our dear friends.
And their children. One's a firefighter. Mm-hmm. And then their daughter.
Yes.
How much work and dedication does it take?
And it's amazing. She lip reads. She reads lips, and she also is a she can sign. So that's how she communicates. She has a stethoscope that is electronic.
Yeah.
And
Dr. Amanda Goine Moneyham, and the article is also about of course her. The wonderful things that she's done, but she was in the Olympic women's downhill ski racing.
Yeah, that was it. That was the other thing I was going to say.
Are you kidding? She's just not a pretty face.
She's a pretty face. She's not just a pretty face.
She looks too young to be anything.
Yeah, she's 15.
And another thing that I think I think is pretty awesome is how she met her husband. They met ballroom dancing. So.
Oh, she was in between medical classes and doing procedures, and she said, I think I'm going to take ballroom dancing. And where she finished third in the world.
Yeah.
No, okay. But she could have.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, yeah, she just seems like a pretty amazing person.
I knew she was. And uh-huh. I knew she was. But until you read this article, you just don't realize just how drive – and courage and that spark it's in some people.
It's a double-edged sword because the thing is you just are blown away by people's abilities.
Uh-huh.
And it totally makes me smile and totally makes me happy and uplifted. And then on the flip side, it makes me feel like crud.
What have I done, all these things
and I can't do any of these things, and these people just blow you away.
I can't ballroom dance.
I can't downhill ski.
Well,
I can't be a doctor.
What I love about this is that I fainted
the sight of blood.
Yeah.
We know Rick and Lori, if you have some women in your lives that you look up to, mm-hmm. You think that they're amazing with the tireless effort that they do. With their energy and Rick and Lori are these two people, but she instilled in Amanda finding that out. You know, they could have gone the other direction,
right,
and sheltered their daughter, but she instilled in her daughter that all things are possible, mm-hmm, and just having not hearing. The approach would be like, so you've got a foot shorter than the other foot. You're going to be the best. You can be the best, and don't let it. So there's a lot to be said about how she was guided through life,
yeah, mm-hmm,
to be able to come to this place where now she can sign. She can, you know, of course, when she's a doctor, they, you know, now there's this thing that's been created that she can, her stethoscope and mm-hmm, everything that is with the energy and probably with ballroom dancing. It's a sonic thing that you can hear in your body, like a rhythm, a beat, you know,
right,
like if you could probably tell if there was an earthquake before the next guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
The comment here from the chat room is, peers love her, speak very highly of her as a person and her abilities.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is from, mm-hmm, from the chat room. Okay.
So there's an article on the first one that we're
okay,
deciding today. Yeah.
You know what? But that one
I
right
deserved
there,
all kinds of love and praise.
It did.
There's another article we have in here, which is on page 43. It's called The Resting Place. And it's the... there seems to be quite a few of the Airbnbs coming online in our area. And we were very fortunate to be able to meet Jackie Grubbs, who is the owner of one of these Airbnbs that's down in the Garden Track.
An Airbnb.
What does that mean?
So there is this whole movement where people have taken their personal homes or personal dwellings and they put them online with a company that's called Airbnb. And
okay,
they offer the homes for travelers from anywhere in the world. You can actually book them to come stay in your home. It's kind of like a bed and breakfast, but there's differences. Typically, you're not in the home. They occupy the home.
Uh-huh. They rent your house.
Yeah, they rent your house.
This is one of the reasons they had that big meeting last week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Over,
the
you know,
taxes.
About there has to be some kind of if you've got people out there, they're paying taxes and getting business licenses and paying money to be able to have a B&B, and yet there's so many of these out here, especially with Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just face it, Bethel brings in thousands and thousands of people for this. So,
mm-hmm,
but I didn't realize how many there were until last week.
And this is a legitimate. I mean, like,
yeah,
Jackie actually owns a business right across the street from you guys. She has she's a professional interior designer.
Yeah, the pictures
right here when you turn the corner.
The house is beautiful.
Camera.
Mm-hmm.
She has that beautiful interior design shop.
And the house is in the Garden Track.
Yeah. And she literally has taken this house and brought it down to the studs and rebuilt it, and it's amazing. I had the honor of going into the house and shooting it for this article, and it's a one bedroom. It's a 700-800 square foot home.
Done a beautiful job.
And it's just absolutely incredible.
I think it's a great idea as long as they're competing fairly with the
sure,
people that are paying this, and
yeah,
why not have these out there, because we have a big population coming in from
mm-hmm,
Bethel. Let's just face
it. In this kind of situation, her place wouldn't be rented to somebody like a student. This is something
do,
you know, that you might be there, you know, at the max, maybe you're there for 5 days or something.
Well,
but this would be, you know, a couple days you're visiting, truly coming to check out the area, maybe a doctor coming in to look, you know, maybe relocating their family, that kind of a thing, somebody that's staying. But this is not long-term staying. Like
they're
going
to school. a lot of things they have from different areas will come in here for a week for a conference.
Yes.
And be here for a week or 2 weeks, bring their family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they find out what a great place Reading is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's lovely that she's been able to create such a beautiful space. And of course, in the article, it talks about that, you know, she was widowed and that it says that her husband... as they live their life together, he ended his career as a well-loved professor at Simpson University, designing spaces for others. She and raising the family of three children followed well. She's now the grandmother of 14.
Yeah.
From the heart of her supportive husband, the resting place pays tribute to the legacy of their love.
It is.
Right. How beautiful is that?
And she used the insurance money when he passed
to do this.
To get started with
that is just.
And there are personal pieces throughout the house that are about him.
Okay.
So
we're here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Continent, Enjoy the Universe is with us today. As
mm-hmm,
you know what? I think that's really a good idea because you bring beauty. So why not have Enjoy the World? You know, beauty and peace. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor and our friends down there. You know, have a staycation. Go up to Holiday Harbor, Lake Shasta. Plenty of water in the lake. Get yourself a patio boat. Get yourself a personal watercraft. Anything, and take it out there and just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself at Holiday Harbor. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. We're going to do a remote from there here during the month of August. We're going to go out in a houseboat, as we have before, and we're going to do a remote and bring our friends out, and other people can come join us.
Hopefully you have a reception.
And we'll have a we'll bring Rhonda and James with us and their families, and just go out there on the houseboat, and we'll go out and have a great day. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 85 degrees out there, 8:30 in the morning here, Monday, August the 3rd.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far Northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We have a status flight anomaly. The weather is really 72, but you know what? Were you paying attention? 72 degrees! But yes, we were correct on the highs, 97 today. But currently, if you're going to go outside right now and you're listening to the show, you're on your way, It's 72 degrees and rising to 97.
Now,
isn't that fabulous?
Why did we think it's 83?
Because we
live in hell.
Because
we were looking at the board that our producers run, but they had not looked at it from this today. That was last week. It was 83 at this point.
All right, so 72 degrees, and here we are at KCN. We are live. This is not Friday's show. This is today, Monday morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go back in time because you get great haircuts, great prices. They shave around your neck, shave around your ears. They're a veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say except it's a Cheers of barbershops, the best place to get your haircut. Go down to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And when you're finished, if you do it just at the right time, then you head on down the street a little bit further, and you go to Classic Cafe and you have lunch with Millie and Kathy, or you have breakfast. Get your hug, walk in there, look at the mini museum on the wall. Classic Cafe. Go on down there and say hello to our friends.
Mm. All right, with us this morning again, if you're just tuning in, is Rhonda Ball and James Masada, the creators of Enjoy the Magazine and also Enjoy the Store. We're going to go with an article now. Home on the Range, you know, you've been by Aqua Golf before. You've driven by it a million times in Park Marina.
Mm-hmm.
But this story kind of dives deeper.
Forever.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it's on the old Cutras Pond next to the Sacramento River, and it's a very cool place to be when it's 110 degrees outside.
All those old trees have finally grown up. There's lots of shade trees.
Yes.
It's neat.
And it's...
you know what? See, you just did to her what Linda does to me. And Rhonda, in the middle of a thought, just goes like this. Watch. Isn't that true, Rhonda?
Yes.
We go like this.
No, because I moved your microphone.
Linda,
I'm sorry.
We can't help it that they just can't roll with it.
I don't know. I mean, I know what it's like for him when he starts. I'm sorry. Anyway, go
all right. No, it's cool.
The mere response of our voice shuts the world down.
No, I just moved the microphone so it'd be closer to her mouth so she was talking directly into it. That's
so
all.
So it's only one of a few aqua golf courses in the United States. I think there's only three others. And it's a lot of fun. So the balls that they use are not regular golf balls. They're a little less dense. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they float. And
they float.
So
that's
they
cool.
do retrieve them, and they have little targets that you can strive to hit. I've never hit one.
Like
out there.
Distance markers.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
See how you're swinging. You know.
Well, we've got we have a fundraiser. We got a bunch of different courses we could play at, but this is one of the places that we have some tickets to go down there or passes to go down there and hit.
We
hit
need
a,
to do
hit,
it.
We're going
to
do that because
and they have
they
a little
by
they
it,
have
yeah.
a snack bar. I think they serve beer. I mean, it's really cool.
It is really fun. It's
the family that's operating it now has operated it for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 30 years.
Yeah, and I grew up when I moved here when I was six, and I mean it's been around ever since. There used to be a swim hole just down the street from it too. We used to go swimming and. Used to be able to go drive some balls. And if you're just a non-player and that it's just super easy, I go tell you, go get a basket of balls and do this because the next 2 days you're going to be really sore.
So true.
I always go out there thinking I'm just going to hit balls and it's just going to be super simple. And you have a lot of fun, but boy, I tell you, I pay for it later.
I'm glad you guys covered Aqua Golf. I really am.
It is. It's really a fun place. And you know that the... it's actually situated on what used to be the rock and gravel quarry on riverfront land owned by the Cutras family, and aggregate from the quarry was carried to Shasta Dam construction site on a massive 9.6 mile long conveyor belt.
Yeah, that conveyor belt was something like you talk about, something that was just a piece of technology for back then, how they moved all of that gravel and aggregate all the way up there for 9
and
miles.
People.
And the people right on this.
They did. That's how a lot of the workers.
I imagine they probably could.
The workers would sleep on it when they would ride up in the mornings. They'd lay down and just ride the belt up.
And Bob Spade is the person who built it. So he built the roundhouse, and he wanted to have a little Polynesian-type village where the roundhouse is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the property.
Is that
the
roundhouse that goes out into the water?
Uh-huh.
Into the water out there?
Yeah.
Does anybody live there?
Lynn Fritz.
Lynn Fritz does.
Lynn Fritz lives in that roundhouse.
Yes. No, I was telling you that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I did, well, you'll have to go. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear Lynn Fritz because I know Lynn Fritz.
You can go to our website and go back and archive and look up the roundhouse, and we have a whole
selective
story.
Hearing.
So a whole story on the whole project. It's really amazing.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's besides the roundhouse, then you go up a little bit further and you have the round hotel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or motel there.
Right.
And then you have
isn't
the
that closed now though?
It is, but they're talking about when they're opening up now. The talking to Randall Hempling was they're opening because it's going to start, of course, the Turtle Bay Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got to cross the street that other motel that's closed down and that round, mm-hmm. you know, yep. which was, I guess, an annex to
right.
that hotel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have that. So, I mean, somebody's going to move in there on that one, too.
Our
I have
office,
a feeling.
Our old office was.
We had a building in that.
Right
Did
in
you?
Front of the roundhouse,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun. And, you know, being on the river, and it talks about that in the story, too, is. We saw beavers and we saw otters and we saw muskrats and bald eagles all the time. And so they talk about you see a lot of that
wildlife
at the aqua
golf
as well. So it's a fun place to be and you see lots of wildlife and it's just fun.
Well, it is, you know, and I'm just interested in you just for 30 seconds here. I'm just wondering what's going to happen here. You've got the Kutras family owns the property along there,
mm-hmm.
and you've got the and it was leased, and then the McConnell Foundation. So that's going to be gone in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. I mean, there should be plans already being made about how's that going to develop down there. It'd be interesting to see.
Well, yep, that's one of those
things
that's going to be tricky.
Yeah.
It sure is.
However, I will say, I understand if you are the property owner and, you know, that belongs to you. I respect that. But my hope is that people really think about what that land has to offer our community for everyone as a whole.
Oh.
And make some really great decisions because of that waterfront property, it could be magic for this community.
It could raise millions of dollars a year if it's handled right and it's done environmentally sound.
Yep.
And you put things on that. I mean, we could make San Antonio Riverwalk into a nothing.
Yep.
I mean, we've got a real river here.
Yep.
And, you know,
all
I think there's enough
things.
Bright people to make this into something.
Well, we had a house on Washington Street that was just one street over from the waterfront. And mm-hmm. I can tell you that was years ago. We actually had, I think it was Cal Poly came in to do a study, and they were asking us questions about, you know, us as residents living down in the Park Marina area, what we'd mm-hmm. like to see. And they had some really interesting drawings even way back then. So, wow. You know, a lot of people have thought about this for a long time. It's just a matter of whatever's going
to
happen.
This is something we need to have, our planners come mm-hmm. in and talk about something like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, we're talking about a woman who built
so
a
cool.
plane
yep.
yeah.
and got her pilot's license
at
when
age
she
60.
Was 60. Yeah. Do you love this? Okay, let's talk about this article.
Well, she was married to a pilot, and they'd fly all the time, and then he passed on, and she ended up marrying another pilot and decided that she was going to build a plane because the plane that they had was, you know, just not what they wanted. So
they wanted a faster plane for long distance running. How that? Not to interrupt my dear Rhonda,
mm-hmm.
caveat in the beginning. Her husband got his pilot's license, and then she said to herself, well, if he can do it, so can I.
Mm.
However, she started the process and was doing some air work for her license and found that she would fly very, you know, flat and straight and look at focal points on the horizon and then fall asleep and then wake up with the nose down on the plane heading to the ground. So she ended her pilot's license until she remarried to the second gentleman.
Okay.
I saw that.
And she's an artist, too. So yeah. So she's artsy. But she decided that she was going to build her own plane. And it took her 1,143 and a half hours. And her husband, he had a website. So when she was going through the process of building it, he would post pictures
and actually that was part of the FFA requirement for her to be able to do this project is that they wanted full-time documentation of the construction of this plane. And so they actually had to build a website to record basically all of it. The process of her building the plane.
And by the way, her name is Kathleen Evans.
Yes.
And it's the so she's built her own plane. It took her 1,149 hours.
5 years.
In 5 years. And she said, don't ever do this unless you start when you're younger.
Right.
But I hear about, you know, a lot of aircraft that people fly around here are experimental aircraft.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that you're taking your life in your own hands when you mm-hmm. do this. Experimental aircraft covers so many different types of sure. aircraft. A lot of them are kit planes that are very safe, that mm-hmm. they've been proven.
And that's what
they've
this got, was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this what this kit plane is. But a lot of people fly those. And I mean, and it's not like you take them.
And she came. She's come into the store recently. I got to meet her, and she is a very, very vibrant woman. So, I mean, you know, when we say 60, we say 60 like, you know, oh, but then I'm realizing that how my age,
oh
and
my
I think
gosh.
60 is not old at all.
No, I always had this conversation with a girlfriend.
Because I'm like, I looked at her and I said, if you're 60 or whatever she
yeah,
is,
I want to be like that when
please.
I'm 60.
Yeah,
yeah.
Please. Sign me up.
Right.
So when they finished the plane, she wasn't licensed to fly that type of plane. So her husband flew it for the first time, and she said it was just exhilarating to watch him. Just brought tears to her eyes, and then she ended up getting her license to fly it. And she said she did all the building, but she didn't want to paint it, so her husband painted it. But she did almost all the work. So.
Wow, you know what? And then you know what an accomplishment. Then mm-hmm. you can go out and then you go out and fly your aircraft. Then.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, yeah, somebody wrote in and says, by the way, it's already in the mix. Environmental studies will be starting soon. They're talking about the river.
Yeah.
No new renewals for leases already decided. They've already decided that.
Right.
No new leases. So.
Well, your boyfriend owns a building on Park Mead, or the building we actually used to rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those
he has for okay. 5 more years. Yeah,
yeah okay. everybody. And when I talked to these people at Aqua Golf, they said the same thing, like 5 more years. Like, so all these leases are, these 100-year leases are coming due.
And if they're not, and if they haven't, yeah, and they're saying that they're not going to renew. So we're going to see a huge thing here in the next next 5 years, I would imagine. Let's take a quick break here. Carl Lindabad here with KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It is 25. It's 15 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's 72 degrees out there, no matter what I said before. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We'll be right back.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook, jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds August 6th.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, August the 3rd.
72 degrees.
Now it might be 85.
Yeah, let's get all it's 72 degrees. We needed to clear that up because, you know, we were kind of a little off on that in the former broadcast.
In a former life. In my former life.
Yeah.
When I was stuck in Friday, because it was written on. Come on, it was written on the wall. If it's written on the wall, it's true. Like, don't cut the red wire. Going up to 97 today. It's going to be up later in the hundreds later on this week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. James Masada and Rhonda Ball are with us from Enjoy the Magazine. It's we're talking about all of the variety of show or of stories they've done. One of them, the next one we were looking at, was Homefront with Jessica Delaney talking about she's in charge of the continuum for the homeless.
Rhonda.
I couldn't find the page.
Rhonda couldn't find the page. That was awesome.
I was just going to keep talking.
And I was getting my blood pressure. I'm like, come on, girl. Come on, find it.
She is the City of Reading and Shasta County Homeless Continuum of Care Council Coordinator.
Quite and a title.
She's been in this job a long time.
I think she's just amazing. She does a lot for the homeless. And she's done a lot since she's been in this position, but she's also worked with people that are less, that are disadvantaged pretty much her whole life. When she was 19, she worked for the Shasta County Opportunity Center. She coached Special Olympics swimming. So she's done a lot. She's a single mom with two kids, and, she is also was the president of the Elks Club.
Wow.
So she was
impressive.
The ruler. They call it the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And only the second woman to hold that top job in Reading. So I think she's pretty impressive. And she was in my leadership Reading class. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, she was impressive then.
Yeah, and the thing is you just can't take the thing is, no matter what you think of a person, you know, even her and what she does, and you may agree or disagree, and I know there's a lot of debate about the homeless and all the issues that we have in our town. Bottom line is that she's done amazing things outside of that, just helping, disenfranchised people her whole life. It's something that's kind of in her DNA. And, we just like to give kind of respect for people that, the things that they work hard and do, even if it's a controversial topic. I mean, a lot of people are very easy to throw out things and say things, but aren't really actually helping or doing anything. So, what we like to point out is that, she's trying to do something,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is. And, when people are doing something, the community can help by providing, insight and things to guide how people are working and where we want to see things go. So I think she is totally awesome. She's she works very hard in a very capacity that not always is given good light, and
mm-hmm.
Sometimes can be probably very stressful on a person.
This is what's beautiful about the magazine Enjoy, and as you've grown, that you're covering people and places that are extraordinary,
mm-hmm.
And beautiful. You also do help. You are involved locally, although you're covering what? How many counties now?
About 12.
12.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like for instance, you've got in the beginning of the magazine, you have Mark LaSalle's,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing this. You're taking people from the community and that they support the stores at store and
mm-hmm.
what their favorite items are, but also with the photography, local stories about local people doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we saw with Amanda, extraordinary woman doing special things. When people step out of, like you said, the pedestrian life that is a very easy go, entrance and exit, to go outside and do things to help people mm-hmm. is extraordinary.
Yeah. And we have to remember about thinking about people's essence, just going to the core. We so easily are blinded by, you know, the headlines or the thing that's right in front of us mm-hmm. and that, you know, making judgments or emotional reactions to something that is right in front of you instead of looking at her as a person, as a single mother raising two kids and then, you know, working with Special Olympics and those things. Like, really, like, going deeper and what is the root to this person, and that's what the magazine tries to showcase, because we're so one dimensional. Our news and our, you know, our TV shows, the Kardashians, it's all very flat and just judgmental.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Kardashians.
Well, that's my point.
I know.
Like, you
well,
know,
that's it. But you know,
that's
when,
what you saw on the headlines, and that's what you think about. Never mind what this person really is trying to do.
Well, that's it. You know, we're a bumper sticker society, and unfortunately, people don't have the opportunity to read and get into it deeper. Like, you have to follow the light. Take a tour of the coastal lighthouses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice story that is, and where you can go. And I mean, we're not going to have them right here in town,
right?
No,
but we got, but they're out there,
and they're part of Northern California.
And we can't forget is that Enjoy, the magazine, covers all these places mm-hmm. and gives you ideas of places to go to.
And that's a really great place to go when it's so flipping hot here. Go to the coast and this
65 degrees over there, by the way. They're having some kind of thermal incline.
I'll be there Friday. But the neat thing about that story is Jordan actually highlights three of the lighthouses on the North Coast,
mm-hmm.
one in Mendocino County, one in Humboldt County, and one in Del Norte County. So, and he did actually do the drive and checked them out. And those three he picked because they're all so different.
And what was neat is I actually drove over with two of my kids and met him when he was doing the stories for this. And we actually got to go on an oyster tour with him for a future story that we're going to be doing. And so
the oyster farms over there and all that?
And it's amazing.
It's not the one that got closed down, though, right? They had that one that was in the, you know, they shut down after 65 years. And
I don't think so.
It was in some kind of park there that they just took away their lease.
Oh, probably. No.
So these are just like ones, on commercial ones like that. Well, you know, I like oysters.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people do.
And the I didn't think of it so much as they're having oyster farms along our coast here, but obviously it's a good place.
Our bay in Northern California is one of the very few places where the oysters and what's I'm looking for, that it's not infected with anything and can the babies or the offspring can actually be shipped anywhere in the world for other farms.
Okay, so they don't have contamination. They don't have a Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And when we did it, it was awesome because I had two of my boys. One of them was actually at camp in the forest there. So I took the other two over to do this tour with our rider. And we got to get out and forage for our oysters, and we ate them right there in the water and then got to bring them back to Humboldt Bay Tourism Center where they cooked them. They did some with broiled and stuff. It was a really cool experience. So
when I was up in going to school in Washington State many years ago, we went to Anacortes where my buddy lived. We went after we'd gone to a party that night, and we came back. He said, "Let's get some oysters. Mom will cook them up tomorrow."
Mm-hmm.
So we took two big buckets out there, and we were collecting out off, you know, as the tide had gone out. And his mom said, "Well, we would have had more, but one of the buckets was filled up with rocks."
Yeah,
that must have been mine. You know, it was dark, okay? And we had a little flashlight. And I mean, I'm stuck. That looked like one.
Well, they look like rocks.
They look like rocks. I mean, you know, she said, well, you know, half rocks, half oysters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. Okay, we got like about 4 minutes left.
And the interesting thing, too, about the writer on this story, one of the little neat caveats is he actually is an original writer for our new magazine in Visalia, California, and has since relocated. And that relocation has now let him write for our magazine up here in the Northern California because he moved north.
Okay.
So it's really cool.
He's really cool. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
How's Visalia doing?
It's doing well.
Good. It's
well?
Yeah. It's growing. Yep.
Well, you know what? That's kind of what the plan was, right?
Yeah.
That is
so
the plan.
So what's new in the store?
Well, you saw I invited you because we're doing a new kind of advertising with our store, and you were talking about Mark LaSalle. He is our feature store ad this month, and we've had – who else have we had? We've had Kaylin Maple now, and we've had
Maria
Orozco. And so I'm inviting you and Carl, since you guys are frequent – shoppers. We want to do an ad with you guys, and you'd be our first couple. So that's one of our new campaigns that you can check out, which is a real kind of genuine and sincere ad campaign for the store, because, you know, you guys and all these people are frequent shoppers and love to shop there, and they kind of give a little bit of insight of who you are and why you shop
and kind
at our
of
store.
A story about what you've bought or your favorite things
yeah.
in the store.
And you guys uh-huh. tell those stories anyway, so why not have you on
well,
the magazine?
Thank you. We'd love to. Well, Mark says that he bought 11 handcrafted branding irons mm-hmm. to take to a business conference to give his gifts with the message, bring your brand to Shasta. That's clever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or put your, okay. and his whole slogan was put your mark on us. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I heard we're getting close out at Stillwater. I heard mm-hmm. we're getting close out there
yeah.
on something. So.
And Mark's, you know, just pumping it all the time for technology and new business and that kind of thing. And then in the back of the magazine, every other month we actually do, it's called Sensibility. Or it's like a senses experience. And that is on page 100.
Mm-hmm.
And, we obviously bring some of the things that we have in the store, the different artists, so we can cover a few more. But we've got some of Ryan Schuper's metal art. We have Humboldt Hands goat milk soaps. We have dinner bells and, you know, all kinds of things.
You've got all
experience.
Types of stuff there
yeah.
that are great. You know, we go there anytime there's, you know, birthdays or anything like this that are outside our area, especially if they're outside the area. Because
mm-hmm.
you all load a box full of stuff, and we can ship it. And
yep.
just all different types of things, and everybody loves it. And you throw yep. in the magazine. So.
And we were just at the new wedding expo yesterday, and we were there announcing that we're going to be starting a wedding registry so that we can... You know?
Cool. I like the wedding registry. That's
yep.
great. People are like, what do I get them? I would go to Enjoy Store and buy my wedding.
And
gift.
Real quick before we go, Movies in the Park.
Okay,
we're
happening?
August. We're going to Enterprise Park.
Okay.
Enterprise Park.
Yes,
all
for
right.
the month of August.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us. Ron DeBall and James Masada from Enjoy the Store, Linda.
And Thursday night she'll be here.
Yes, yeah. we will.
That's right. 72 degrees out there, going up to 97 today. It's 9 o'clock here on the 3rd of August. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. By one count, there are 11 million illegal aliens in the U.S., and Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush has a plan for them. Bush proposes allowing them to earn legal status following a criminal background check, a fine, and an English test, among other requirements. A billionaire industrialist, a champion of conservative causes, says America is done for if conservatives fail to rally others to their cause. That's the cause of a smaller, less intrusive government. Charles Koch speaking at a weekend donors retreat in California. Five Republican presidential candidates were there: Bush, Cruz, Fiorina, Rubio, and Walker. Renewed speculation about Vice President Biden jumping into the Democratic presidential race, challenging Hillary Clinton. Former White House advisor David Axelrod says it would be a very uphill battle for Biden.
He's probably looking at this and saying, why not me? But then there